I'd like to share with you a study examining the effects of a new form of laser therapy for treating the common dental complaint of dentin hypersensitivity. The article is titled, Clinical and Scanning Electron Microscopy Evaluation of Erbium, Chromium, Yttrium, Scandium, Gallium, Garnet Laser Therapy for Treating Dentin Hypersensitivity, Short-Term Randomized Controlled Study. It was written by Yilmaz and Beyinder from the Near East University in Turkey, in the May 2014 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation. The aim of this study was to evaluate and compare the desensitizing and tubule occluding effects of this type of erbium-chromium laser used at different power settings. In this randomized, controlled, single-blinded, split-mouth clinical trial, 20 patients with a combined 60 teeth were recruited for the study. To be included in the assessment, the teeth studied were required to have both moderate levels of dentin hypersensitivity and clinical indications for extraction due to periodontal disease. The degree of sensitivity was assessed by means of a calibrated blast of air on the tooth, followed by the patient recording their level of pain on a visual analog scale. For each patient, selected teeth were randomized to one of three groups: a placebo group, or laser treatment with either 0.25 watts or 0.5 watts of power. Following one of these treatments, each tooth was reassessed for sensitivity. Then later, the teeth were extracted under local anesthesia for further analysis. The extracted teeth were prepared and then visualized with a scanning electron microscope, and the root surface characteristics and number and size of the dentin tubule openings were evaluated. The researchers found that both levels of laser treatment resulted in significantly lower sensitivity scores as compared to the placebo treatment, and also that the 0.5 watt treatment was significantly better than the lower level of laser power. The results from the scanning electron microscopy showed that the reduction in both number and patency of the dentin tubules was also greater in the treatment groups compared to the placebo, and again, that the 0.5 watts was the most effective in tubule occlusion. Based on these results, it was concluded that erbium, chromium, yttrium, scandium, gallium, garnet laser therapy is effective at decreasing dentin hypersensitivity, and that 0.5 watts provides the best results. The amount of clinical effectiveness seems to be related to the extent of dentin tubule occlusion. This was a very well-designed study that provided clear evidence as to the effectiveness of this form of laser therapy. However, as the teeth tested were periodontally compromised enough to warrant extraction, I wonder if these results would be the same for patients with otherwise healthy dentitions suffering solely from dentin hypersensitivity. Also, as noted by the authors, the need to extract the teeth for microscopic evaluation in the study prevented any possibility of performing a long-term follow-up on the stability of the desensitization. You can read this article in greater detail in the May 2014 issue of the Journal of Oral Rehabilitation.